When you're born, usually you're born into a dynasty or an empire, right? You're born like as a junior or, you know, following in your father's footsteps. You always told your father he did this, or your father, or your grandfather he did this, or we got this, or the family heirlooms. There's none of that in the outer city. I call it the outer city because we left out. There's no nothing. We don't get any family heirlooms, the family crest, all that stuff that you would think is so important was meaningless. I feel as though I'm cheated because instead of me fulfilling my prophecy, I have to start one. Instead of me, you know, doing a good job and carrying on the empire, I have to build one. And that's a hell of a job for a 21-year-old. You know what I'm saying? That's a hell of a job for any youngster, male or female, to have to build an empire. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, especially when the odds is that, you know, you know that somebody else who lives in the inner city, the real inner city, suburbia, who, when he's born, I mean, 16, he gets a car, automatic. You know, there's money in the bank for college, you know, it's Christmas, go to vacation somewhere. Our vacations was down the street, cross town, grandma house. I just like, you got a friend that you don't never look out for. You know, you dressed up in jewels. Now America's got jewels, and they paid and everything, and they lending money to everybody except us. And it's like, you know, everybody need a little help on their way to being, you know, self-reliant. I mean, if this is truly a melting pot in the country where we care about and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. And it needs to be the black kids. And if there's a white person who got money, then you need to help them. You need to help black kids, Mexican kids, Korean kids, whatever. But it needs to be real. And it needs to be before we all die and then you say, oh, I made a mistake. We should have gave them some money. We really should have helped these folks. It's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you got to pay your own karma. It's too much money here. I mean, nobody should be hitting lotto for 36 million and we got people starving in the streets. That is not idealistic, that's just real. There's no way that these people should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. I know you're rich, I know you got $40 billion, but can you just keep it to one house? You only need one house. And if you only got two kids, can you just keep it to two rooms? I mean, why have 52 rooms and you notice somebody with no room? It just don't make sense to me. It don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts, and it's nice.